That's the sound of coffee beans roasting. Around 4 to 5 pounds of beans are placed into a stainless steel drum that sits inside a Weber gas grill.
And we just fire it up, turn the rotisserie on, let it sit for 30, 35 minutes, and when the beans start cracking and the smoke turns a certain color, then you know they're about done.
That's Jeremy Maxand, and this is Bob Maxand.
I'm involved because he's my son, and I'm his slave labor.
Jeremy got the idea of roasting coffee beans after his neighbors Mike and Jackie Reed ran their own roasting company out of their home, Jumping Goat Coffee. Once the Reeds moved, coffee was no longer being roasted locally. Jeremy decided to fill the void. In order to learn how to roast coffee, Jeremy didn't pore over manuals and instruction books.
You just have to go for it and play it by ear and just kind of learn as you go. It took a few batches before we got it down. And we were still learning. Like every time we do it, I think we learned something new.
Since March, Jeremy and Bob have been roasting batches of coffee beans every weekend. Sometimes it takes a lot of batches to get it right. Sometimes they only do a couple of batches before giving up and resuming the next day. And sometimes they roast 40 to 45 pounds of coffee within a couple day time span. After the beans are done roasting, they are poured out of the steel drum and into a stainless steel bowl. In order to cool the beans down, get air circulated through them, and separate the skin, Jeremy uses a simple method that involves a cup. Since the roasting process takes place outside, the weather often plays a role.
On a nice day with a breeze, you can, you know, take a cup full, pour it back into the bowl from a few feet up, and the chaff will kind of blow off. And then on a calm day, you just got to kind of wait until the wind starts blowing. So there's a lot of Mother Nature involved in this process. It's not very high tech.
Once the chaff has been separated and the beans fully cooled, they go into buckets to off-gas. Then they are put into bags or into larger containers to be sold. The batch of beans that we heard roasting is from Brazil, but according to Bob, the beans come from all over the world.
We've got, like you said, Brazil. I think we had Panama. Then we had India. We had Mexican.
Which one is Bob's favorite?
I like it all, yeah.
Bob drinks his coffee black. And Jeremy?
It just depends on the day. I mean, I like it black. I like it with cream. Sometimes I like it with a little sugar in it. I will drink it. I don't care as long as I have it, frankly.
Despite the bumps along the way and the many things they've learned, neither Bob or Jeremy could really think of any challenges or downfalls to their roasting business. The reward, though, is clear.
Always having a huge supply of fresh roasted coffee is a huge reward. I never have to worry if I've got enough coffee to get me going in the morning.
In many ways, roasting coffee is about a lot more than coffee. For Jeremy and Bob, it's about father-son bonding. Oftentimes, other friends drop by while the roasting is going on and stay to chat. The place where coffee is being roasted becomes a hangout spot. But then again, nothing beats fresh roasted gourmet coffee being poured into your cup. In Wrangell, I'm Lisa Fu.